We keep open house for blackbirds and for robins. This is literally the case. If we don't feed him regularly, the young male blackbird in our garden will come through the kitchen, into the hall of the house, and then into our sitting room in search of his preferred titbit of cheddar cheese. The socializing act of sharing food with another creature seems common to many life forms, from wolves to ants. It is an example of our unity with everything that exists on this planet. The universal appeal of Francis of Assisi, whom Christians call a saint, is evidence, I feel, of the subconscious awareness that many people, religious and non-religious, have of this communion between all animate beings. In the spring of this year, our breakfast time was shared by two male birds, a robin and a blackbird, flying or walking through our patio doors to feed at the table beside us. Both were providing for their families. The offspring were already as big as their parents, even a little fatter. The fledglings tagged along and the fathers stuffed them. Indeed, the youngsters disdained to do anything for themselves, refusing even to pick up bits from the floor. Now, the parallels with teenage humans are immediately obvious to any parent, gradually encouraging them to fend for themselves by showing them the means of sustenance, demonstrating how to access it, and by outfacing them when they, in their juvenile outrage, rebel at the loss of childhood privilege. The male robin and blackbird have now departed and left us with their offspring. Their job of inculcating independence has been done. They have left their brood with a small territory to support themselves, and now the youngsters must stand the test of independent living and prove themselves worthy of reproducing in their turn. Life can be cruel, but it has about it an undeniable beauty and justice, nonetheless.